Welcome to ESL RPG! On this week's episode, we start the campaign with our main character running away from, well, many bad things. And then meeting a kind of scary person, and then another person who's just kind of strange, and then a... It's really, really, really strange. Oh, and there's a knife!
So, we are following your character in the story.
You are the leader.
Yes.
Please give us guidance.
Okay, Maya, are you ready?
Yes.
So, your father was killed, and you are running away, but now you're far enough, and no one is chasing you, so you're safe from them. Maybe not from anything else around you, but you're in the wilderness, a few hours east from Candlekeep. So you were walking for a few hours with your father, you were ambushed. You ran away, you were going east with your father when you were ambushed. Mm. Now you're in the wilderness outside of Candlekeep. And what do you do?
I'm in my wilderness now.
Yes, in the forest.
And what time is it?
It's early morning. Because you left Candlekeep with your foster father at night. He said something about the cover of darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's been a few hours since you left, and you know it's been a few hours since he died, because you were running for a while. Let's say it's been like an hour. Yeah, the sun is rising, so it's like early morning.
And what season is it in the world?
Early summer. It's not cold.
I'm going to meet my...
So you would like to find help from other people. So you remember your foster father telling you about the Friendly Arms Inn, which is an inn that is frequented by many different people, adventurers and the like, merchants, so you can always find people selling stuff, buying stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like the best thing would be to go eastwards. Mm-hmm. By the way, just out of character, anytime you're in a zone, you can always look around because there might be hidden treasure somewhere.
Mm. Mm.
If there's something, there'll always only be one thing. Or if there's multiple things, you'll find it if you succeed in finding it.
Is it possible to find some armor in the wilderness?
Well, maybe. It depends on if there is something.
Mm.
So I'll always make a plan. when I make a...
Okay.
When you're DMing,
when I prepare the game, I'll always decide where if something is somewhere and what it is beforehand. So it's not like a random thing. Okay.
He's got a plan.
He knows where stuff is, but if you don't look for stuff, you don't find stuff.
Yeah, you don't find. But you can always go back to previous areas if you want to.
I don't understand what happened to us, me and my father. He told me to go to that.
He told you to go to the Friendly Arms.
I find something to eat in the forest.
You
want
to look for something to eat?
Yeah.
Okay. Please roll your d20.
17.
You find some berries that seem edible. You find a whole bunch of them. If you'd only that, you would probably survive for a day or three or four before you run out. So you do find a whole bunch of them.
After running... a lot. I am so tired and I'm starving and I try to eat the berries.
They taste really good. Like kind of sweet, kind of sour.
Well, but I'm full with berries. I keep going to the east.
Okay, so you keep walking.
Mm-hmm.
After about an hour of walking, you reach the edge of the forest and you see... there was a path you could have followed, you know, make it out faster. And the path kind of diverges into a path to the north and to the south. And right there's a sign. And the sign pointing to the north says, Friendly Arms Inn. And the sign pointing to the south says, Bear Ghost.
I choose north.
Okay, so you keep walking north. Yeah, after about an hour, you see a castle in the distance.
Mm.
And it seems really busy, like there's not like lots of people there, but there are a various number of people inside the castle. And when you reach it, there's two guards posted outside. As you reach the Friendly Arms Inn, really near it, but not quite there yet, you hear something to your side. Like, you're like at the edge of the forest. You just follow the path which goes at the side of the forest. And you hear something inside the forest, like someone is there. It seems to grow a little louder, as if someone is approaching, or maybe someone is increasing the volume of their voice.
I look back with fear.
The person or the thing, it doesn't seem like he or she or it has noticed you, because it's not really paying attention to you. It's not like chasing you or following you.
And I keep going.
Always the wise choice is when no one ever follows.
Yeah, that being said, it is your character.
Yes, so. I know.
She doesn't know if he's following me.
No. It's a really valid move. I would have done the same if I
were. Never want to follow the weird
girls. You're basically still like a child. You've been in the library like your whole life, so it's your first time really out on your own. So, okay. Yeah, I mean, it's good. Just to kind of divert from you, you hear like footsteps on the path outside the forest, because you're kind of close to the edge of the forest.
Yeah.
And the path is kind of like cobblestones.
Yeah.
So you hear someone walking there. You notice they stopped. You don't know why, but soon after that, they kept going.
I turn to that person. I'm suspicious as to what they're doing in my neck of the woods, quote unquote. So I shout to them, "Hey, who are you? What are you doing here?"
I just ran away from my village.
But who told you you could come into my spot?
I didn't know it's your spot. I was just...
Have you any idea what I'm doing here? There's dark magic going here. Trust you, where are you off to?
Heading to Friendly Arms.
Friendly Arms? What are you doing here so far away? How old are you?
To tell the truth, one group attacked my village. Yes. And my father was killed.
Your father's life means very little to me, girl. What are you doing in my neck of the woods? This is my holy abode.
He told me to go to the... Friendly arm.
Fine. Without me, you'll probably get lost, and I want you out of my spot as quick as possible. I have no other choice. I'll accompany you to the Friendly Arms, just so I can make sure you're out of my neck of the woods.
Thanks. But... Can I ask you, who are you?
Who I am doesn't matter. Let's get on.
Okay, I follow you.
I think you mean I follow you. Let's go.
Because I don't know where it's...
You see the Friendly Arm in. Yeah. Friendly Arms in about 200 meters to the north.
Okay.
It's huge. It's like 4 stories high with walls around it. You can't miss it.
I assume that she's like just a stupid child, so I accompany her to the inn, which everybody else can clearly see.
Okay. So as you approach the inn, there's 2 guards stationed outside the entrance of the walls. And as they see you approach, they motion towards you, like, welcome to the Friendly Arms Inn. I trust you know the rules of the inn.
Of course I know the rules. Let us by.
Just know, if you start any fights in the inn, we'll be quick to throw you out if you survive.
Fighting is not my business. I'm here for this girl. Let us pass.
All right. Welcome to the Friendly Arms Inn.
Thank you. Now, be on. Let's go.
As you go inside the courtyard of the, well, basically a castle, or it used to be a castle, you see a couple of buildings. The main building seems to be the tavern and the inn itself. There's also a temple. They sell like healing stuff, like maybe potions, and you know, maybe they perform healing if you're hurt or sick. And yeah, you see some small buildings as well, but they seem pretty unimportant, like nothing really goes on in there. Like maybe stables and stuff.
Oh, I see. I will check out the potion shops to see if I can find any valuable items.
Okay, so you go inside the temple.
Yes.
You enter the temple. It's not a grand temple. It's like it used to be a darker building, darker room, and it just kind of refurnished it to serve as a temple.
Mm.
And there's a gnome in there. who's, she is the cleric of that temple, and as you enter, she greets you with a smile. Hello, can I help you?
Okay, I look down on her with a kind of mean scowl on my face. I'm only looking for what valuable items I can find. What have you?
Oh, we perform many services here. If you're hurt, we can heal you for a fee. Or we have potions for sale.
I only need potions. I need none of your healing. Give them.
Well, of course, I can't give them to you. You have to pay for them.
How much are they? Give me potions.
Okay. We have this healing potion. They are 40 gold apiece. We also have these antidotes.
Mm.
If you get poisoned by any spiders or anything else, just chuck this antidote. You'll be healed from the poison. These are 50 gold apiece.
I do require your potions, but I will not pay 40 gold for any potions.
Shotgun again.
Well, then you don't get any potions.
I will give you 30.
I can call the guards if you like.
I can give you 35.
Okay, let me just call the guards.
I run out of the temple afraid to get the guards call us.
You hear someone inside the temple yell, guards! So you kind of have the feeling if you go back, you shouldn't haggle again because there'll be a guard posted there.
Mm-hmm. My hermitage has made me unequipped to deal with society.
In order to get discounts, this game has a reputation.
Mm.
So if you do good deeds, your reputation goes up. If it's high enough, you might get discounts because you'll be like heroes. Oh. Now you're not known in this area. No one knows you. No one cares about you. So you don't get jack.
I see.
So you saw him in a haggling contest with a
Which
very...
Which I clearly lost.
Yeah.
Haggling contest.
Like, he wanted
trying
to buy...
Trying to get lower price.
He wanted to get a discount, but... No dice.
I tried
so
to get that
the,
home to give me a lower price, but she wouldn't give.
Meanwhile.
So you're in the courtyard?
Are you feeling bad?
I'm not feeling bad, child. We need preparations. I've spent nearly 257 years in the woods in Hermitage. You never know what you need. Where are you supposed to be anyway? Get on.
You hear a screaming coming from the main building, and then some guy runs out. Oh my god! There's a monster in there! And he runs out.
Monster? Where? Where? Monsters don't concern me.
So a guy ran out of the main building. Mm-hmm. So the big building, which has a tavern.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to escape from the area to where I am.
No, we're outside.
Oh, you're not inside.
Outside.
We're
outside.
Okay.
So just one guy ran, everyone looking really weird at him, like, you know, what's he talking about? Like, there's nothing bad going on. He just seems really spooked by something. Like, there's no commotion. Like, there's no proof or any, like, reason to think there is a monster.
Except for one guy saying there's a monster.
Yeah. So that's the only thing that happens.
Meg wasn't interested in his commercial. And so she tried to go close to the place, the
tavern?
Guy.
Okay, so as you go inside the tavern, you see a pretty big room. Big enough to have at least like a party of 50 to 60 people and still have some space for river dancing. There's a big counter at the far end of the room. There's a halfling there serving drinks. And he seems to be in control, like he seems to be the owner of the tavern. And as you look around the room, you see many different kinds of people. You see humans, you see dwarves, you see halflings. So any of the civilized races you see. In one corner, which is kind of void of other people, you do see a big ogre sitting there clapping to the music. He's fully clad in chainmail. He has flowers in the chinks of his mail. So there's like flowers all over his armor.
Like planted?
Yeah, yeah, like flowers.
Yeah,
he picked.
Flowers in his armor.
He seems to be really enjoying himself. And aside from people not really being close to him, they don't really pay much attention to him. So he doesn't seem dangerous, just like a really strange sight.
Is it like a bar?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a bar.
Bar there.
And you also notice a halfling at the counter wearing a really weird outfit, kind of like a humblebee. What's it called? Yeah.
Plague doctor.
Yeah, plague doctor.
Plague doctor. Like
plague doctor's outfit.
Yeah, really weird outfit. Just sitting at the counter, not really interacting with anyone. But it does catch your attention because, you know, everyone else wears normal clothing except those two. And the fact that one of them is a, like, 7 feet ogre.
Mm-hmm. 8 foot seven.
8 foot seven ogre. So like 240 centimeters or something.
Yeah, he's airy. He's over 300 kilograms of lovable meat.
Okay, then Meg go close to the counter because she's interested in
the
clothes.
The weirdly
the male
halfling. Okay.
Oh, the plague
so,
doctor halfling.
You see a clueless looking human walking towards the counter where you're sitting. And she is looking at you, like she's staring at you as she walks there.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of feel her stare burning in your back.
Mm-hmm. Well, somebody is staring at me, but I should run away, maybe. But,
yeah.
Wow, she's look up very beautiful still, but
every
no.
time you play a horn dog.
No, this time I'm here as a work, so... I'm better to run away from her.
The weirdly dressed halfling seems kind of skittish, like he's ready to run.
Mm.
Like he seems kind of uncomfortable with your approach.
So oh wait,
you could always say hello.
Yeah, just say hello. Don't be afraid of me.
Hi.
They said there was a monster here, but it's just a giant ogre. I thought it was a son of one of the great ones.
Sorry, sir. I think it's rude to ask, but do you know Orion? I'm sorry to ask that, but you looked special to me. So.
Orion? Orion? Wait, I remember maybe his name it's my work at Guild, but I don't remember details, but yeah, just I said. Yes, I know Orion.
He told me to come here,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know what to do.
So, can I ask, what's the relationship with Orion and you?
He's my father.
Oh my, I see. So, if she is Orion's daughter, I'm better to accompany with her? Okay, so I know the Orion because he was working for other guild. Our guild and his guild has a relationship for work.
Mm-hmm.
But
sorry, your guild is a merchant's guild. Just to let you know, the area has been plagued by two things.
Mm-hmm.
Bandits and a supply of really bad iron. So there's a mine in the area. All the iron that's been coming out has been really bad. So it's really affecting your guild as well, especially because of the bandits and like there's no way to get good arms to defend.
It's not on your character sheet, dear. He's telling you details for the place history that you know because you are guild merchant.
But the iron coming from the mine has been really bad. Like any iron they use...
Mine is a place
like
you
like
dig.
It's like where you dig to get precious metals.
Yeah, like
gold, silver, diamonds from mine.
Becomes bad.
Yeah, all of the iron coming from it is really bad.
Mm.
And your guild might have sent you here to investigate why it's been going bad. Because it's really bad for business for your guild.
Mm. But I'm not the guild member.
They're still part of the guild, but they use you now for other... things. Like you're no longer buy and sell, but you do like the dirty deeds and the fighting if it's necessary.
Did my father say something that I was going to do?
I didn't hear about Orion's daughter from himself, but I have a work for investigation of the iron, so if you are interested in the investigation, I think it's good for your experience.
Okay, I don't know what he was doing with you, but I want to know what he was doing. So please tell me about investigation.
Okay.
All the iron that's coming from the mine near Nashville, which is a town to the south, it's really bad. They use it to make weapons, to make armor, but it's really poor quality. Like, a lot of it breaks right away, or... And then there's rumors going around that the mine is infested with demons. Like, some rumors say, like, there's a dragon in there. Others say it's haunted, there's ghosts and undead in there. So there's all kinds of stories about the mine, why the iron is bad. But there's just so many stories that there's no way they can all be true. So it's all just like, you know, like fishwife tales. Like just gossip, rumors. And another thing you've heard in the tavern as you listen, the road to Baldur's Gate, which is the huge metropolis in the area.
Where is the oldest?
It's to the north. So it's like Tokyo for Japan. It's like the capital of land, but the roads are closed. So there's no way to go to Baldur's Gate because the guards have closed the road due to the bandits. Like, in recent weeks and months, there's been way more bandits on the roads. And just, you know, robbing, stealing, killing.
Bad people doing bad things, bad iron, making bad tools that break.
Sabazios. Oh, Sabazios. Yeah. So you were with Meg Ryan. And you were listening into the talk, so you've heard everything that Jan told you.
I'm still sitting in the corner, oblivious and clapping.
The ogre is still clapping and laughing in the other corner. But the band stopped playing like 30 minutes ago.
Now he's singing to himself.
We are happy.
Meanwhile, Meg is staring at him. What is he?
Do you want to go up and say hello?
No.
Why? I'm not that much bigger than you.
But he seems so nice.
Because I have only seen humans.
Candlekeep, the place you grew up, people that live there are mostly human. But there's also a few dwarves, a few elves. So you're familiar with those races. I'd say you've never seen a real ogre, except maybe in a picture book. And it's nothing like you've read about. In the books you've read, ogres are huge monstrosities that kill anything.
There's a difference between that and me. I have armor. The armor has flowers all over it. And I have a big happy face with giant teeth.
I'm interested in the guy sitting over there. Flowers.
Are you talking about the ogre in the corner? Singing to himself like a moron?
Yeah.
Why would you be interested in such a creature?
Because I only read about ogres in books, but this is my first time to see.
If you absolutely must see an ogre, then fine, go up and speak to him. I'm not your parents.
But I read that they're...
What, you read something violent. That they're violent creatures that they kill and they drink blood and grind people's bones to make their bread?
Yes.
Look at him! He's got flowers in his mail. He's singing to himself like a moron about how happy he is.
More drink! More drink!
That's why I'm interested in him, but I think we're better not to talk with him. We should investigate irons.
Yes, I'm more interested in these mines that might be possibly cursed. If you absolutely must talk to the moron ogre, then by all means. But I'll stay here with the halfling and discuss these important matters.
Out of character bit. Seriously? Two magic users and a that. Going into a mine that might be cursed with demons.
Yes.
Are you sure you don't want a big thing between you and the demons?
Wait, what the? I changed my mind. That big guy can be a big war for us.
Fine, let's go say hi to the dumb lovable beast.
But I don't want to talk with such a just a monster.
So. Neither do I. Such a creature is below me. If you absolutely must say hi, you do all the talking.
Okay. I talk to him. I go close to that ogre and I talk to him. Excuse me, sir.
Hi!
Hi. What are you doing here?
Me like music.
Okay. The music was awesome, I think.
Music good!
See, there's no use talking to this beast.
No, maybe. I think he can speak. He doesn't understand.
Maybe, but I'll ask something to him. Are you from...
Me, Ari. Who are you?
I'm Meg.
Hi, Meg.
Hi. Nice to meet
friend?
You. Friend? We are friends.
New friend!
Well, are you from this area?
Me from Eldath Temple.
Eldath Temple.
Me brother of Eldath. Me paladin.
Paladin? This huge oping monstrosity with no brains is a paladin?
Yes, me paladin.
What is this world coming to that a beast like you could be a paladin?
Him no good friend.
Oh, it's okay. Look. he's a you good hear, person.
You hear someone coming in. They're kind of in a bad mood, and they stop in their tracks when they see the big ogre. And you hear them say, kind of loudly, "Oh no, not another one!" They kind of scuffle towards the counter, kind of to hide from the ogre, like in a really kind of nervous and annoyed way.
Meg look at them, but keep talking with Ari.
Where Meg from?
Actually, I'm from Candlekeep, but I don't know where I
can
Candlekeep.
Candy.
Yes. So you said you are a paladin.
Me paladin.
That means you can handle magic.
John say maybe. John? Now, no magic.
No?
No, now, no. But me handle this.
I show you my giant maul.
Maul?
It's like an axe, only heavier.
Oh, and me make better.
Better.
People hurt, me make better. More good.
So you are strong.
Me strong.
The person that came in earlier,
yes,
has been kind of listening in on your conversation, and she just spouts out, "Don't believe him. All ogres are evil."
What are you talking about? Look at this monstrosity. He may be huge, but he's stupid.
Maybe he's too stupid to be evil. I'm on my way here to the Friendly Arms Inn. I was ambushed by an ogre. They stole my belt. I think that ogre might have a belt fetish.
What fetish?
They say ogres love belt.
Maybe not all ogres, but the one that robbed me just outside this tavern sure did. Tell you what, if you get me my belt back, I'll give you a good reward.
What reward are we talking?
A good one.
Fine, why not? I could use more coin in my purse.
How much good? Good this many?
Maybe not so much, but close enough.
Well, the lady kind of notices you guys hesitating. She rings like a purse. Seems pretty full of gold pieces. Mm. Like, I'll pay you this. It's a good amount of money. Plus, I'll throw in something extra.
You can buy quite a lengthy tome for that amount of gold. Very well. Let's find this ogre.
Me, ogre?
I meant the other ogre, you oaf.
What oaf?
By Akzabiur.
Meg asks her how he looked like.
He looked like an ogre. He looked like him, except a little meaner. Not such a happy face.
It makes him smile bigger.
If you want to find him, he ambushed me near the sign that reads, when you go to Bergost, there's a sign south of here. you know, like at the crossroads when you want to go to the big library. It was really close there. I'm pretty sure he's still out there hounding other people.
Okay, then we will try to find your belt.
Ah, thank you, young lady.
You're welcome.
If you have it, please bring it back to me. I'll reward you. You can find me at the counter. I'll be here for a while.
We go get belt?
Yes, alright. We have to find her belt now. But I don't know.
Okay, Meg.
Then let's go to find the belt.
Okay.
So you guys exit the tavern?
Yeah.
Yes. It takes a little time.
At least Meg Ryan exits the tavern. She goes down the steps. A man approaches her and asks her, "Excuse me, miss, aren't you Meg Ryan?"
"Why, you know my name."
"So you are Meg Ryan. Please hang on." And he takes out a dagger.
"Ooh.
Who is this strange knife-wielding man? Find out next time." Thank you for listening to ESLRPG. This podcast is recorded at MT English School in Toyama, Japan.